The croupier had completed his task of computing the cagnotte, changing Bond's notes into plaques, and making a pile of the giant stake in the middle of the table. There lay £32,000. Perhaps, thought Bond, Le Chiffre needed just one more coup, even a minor one of a few million francs, to achieve his object. Then he would have made his 50 million francs and would leave the table. By tomorrow his deficits would be covered and his position secure. He showed no signs of moving, and Bond guessed with relief that somehow he must have overestimated Le Chiffre's resources. The then only hope, thought Bond, was to stamp on him now, not to share the bank with the table or to take some minor part of it, but to go the whole hog. This would really jolt Le Chiffre. He would hate to see more than 10 or 15 million of the stake covered, and he could not possibly expect anyone to banco the entire 32 millions. He might not know that Bond had been cleaned out, but he must imagine that Bond had by now only small reserves. He could not know of the contents of the envelope if he did. He would probably withdraw the bank and start all over again on the wearisome journey up from the 500,000 franc opening bet. The analysis was right. Le Chiffre needed another 8 million. At last he nodded.
Un banco de 32 millions.
The croupier's voice rang out. A silence built itself up round the table.
Un banco de 32 millions.
In a louder, prouder voice, the chef de partie took up the cry, hoping to draw big money away from the neighbouring chemin de fer tables. Besides, this was wonderful publicity. The stake had only once been reached in the history of baccarat, at Deauville in 1950. The rival Casino de la Forêt at Le Touquet had never got near it. It was then that Bond leant slightly forward.
Suivi, he said quietly.
There was an excited buzz round the table. The word ran through the casino. People crowded in. 32 million. For most of them it was more than they had earned all their lives. It was their savings, and the savings of their families. It was literally a small fortune. One of the casino directors consulted with the chef de partie. The chef de partie turned apologetically to Bond.
Excusez-moi, monsieur, la mise?
It was an indication that Bond really must show he had the money to cover the bet. They knew, of course, that he was a very wealthy man, but after all, 32 millions. And it sometimes happened that desperate people would bet without a sou in the world and cheerfully go to prison if they lost.
Mes excuses, monsieur Bond,
added the chef de partie obsequiously.